Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Microcap and Small Cap News on Thursday, the 30th of October, 2025. So I see Trump has come back. He's happy with the deal, apparently. In fact, it's quite funny, the contrast between Trump and President Xi. This is how it goes. So apparently, Trump has agreed to lower import tariffs on most Chinese goods by 10% to 47% and extending a trade truce by a year following a meeting with President Xi. Trump has described crucial trade talks with the Chinese president in South Korea as amazing. President Xi, on the other hand, has not commented on Thursday's discussions, but noted that the economic and trade terms from both countries had reached a basic consensus on addressing our respective major concerns. Trump, amazing. this is quite interesting. Reeves looks at early scrapping of windfall tax on oil and gas sector, FT reports. So I've changed my mind on this because if you look at the energy costs in the UK, they're higher than any other G7 country. And I heard a report, I couldn't believe this yesterday, something like, they're 3 to 4 times more expensive energy costs in the UK than in the US. And I listened to a Bloomberg podcast a while back that explained why the most productive countries in the world are the most productive because of low energy costs. And of course, that makes a huge amount of sense. If you're a business, you know, energy costs are your base costs, aren't they? The lower you can make those, the more efficient you can be. And everyone needs energy. So if you're operating with an energy cost base a lot higher than any other country, how can you be competitive? Your margins are squeezed on energy. So if we are just forcing oil and gas, you know, putting sort of prohibitive taxes in to stop them producing when they can produce at the moment, you know, from fields quite cheaply, then when it's not going to help our energy costs, is there? So anyway, Rachel Reeves could scrap a windfall tax on the country's oil and gas industry a year earlier than planned, the Financial Times has reported. Reeves is believed to be considering a range of options to remain on course for a target of balancing day-to-day spending with tax revenues by the end of the decade. She could use her annual budget next month to scrap energy profit levy in March 2029 instead of March 2030. Citing people familiar with their thinking. But the newspaper added Reeves was seeking assurances from energy companies that such a move would spur new investment jobs and future tax revenues. It was introduced in 2022 after a surge in energy prices following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The levy raised an effective tax rate on North Sea producers to 78%, which is wholly, you know, prohibitive, isn't it? You don't want to produce anything with that. Industry body Offshore Energies UK has argued that ending the temporary tax sooner could unlock £40 billion of investment across 90 projects. 90. I do think, of course, we need to transition to clean energy. But it's not just, a transition. It's not just making wholly, you know, inefficient to produce oil and gas until we get that level, a tipping point, balance point, where we can start relying on, you know, energy, or clean energy and renewables. I think it'd be a good thing. If you want to make this country more efficient, more competitive on a world stage, you have to lower energy costs, full stop. It's probably the most important thing for all businesses, energy costs. And then there's, of course, the cost of employment, which she's put up. I was thinking about that, right? I just keep thinking back to that first budget. I think the government has created a big problem for themselves. With national insurance contributions, a higher minimum wage, a boost to employee rights, they've raised the cost for business. So companies will have to become more efficient. They'll have to do this, you know, to survive or even thrive. Some will go bankrupt or bust, of course. And this probably means stopping pay rises, laying off people, and freezing recruitment, which you see is happening at the moment. And a lot of companies, if they can, if they want to become more efficient, of course they will turn to AI to improve their productivity and efficiency. This means less people employed, less people spending money in the economy, less tax take for the government, and this means more people on benefits. So government debt goes up, the cost of debt will also increase, you know, to service it, so interest rates goes up. But companies that can leverage AI will become more efficient. Their margins will become better, they generate more profits without humans. So where would you put your money? It's got to be in companies that can leverage AI, isn't it? I think also gold will still stay strong. Debt will not come down unless the government lays off a load of people leveraging AI in the public sector, which means they get less tax take. Where will this end up with AI? Is it like great swaths of unemployed people, pretty much? Because if AI can change an industry to make it more efficient for a company will do it. Regardless of humans are unnecessary cost. Will it become like that? And you look at the areas where this will happen. And if anything that has repetitive, you know, input, admin data input. I heard on BBC Wake Up to Money yesterday that apparently a company, I don't know what it was, I think it was up north, but they have quite a lot of people on telephones and they've laid them all off. They don't need them. AI is taking over the jobs. So the trouble is, you see, unemployed people can't spend a lot of money in the economy, so the economy won't grow. Where will this end up? I don't know. Also, the entire landscape for new entrants at the market, like, you know, students or come out of school or, you know, from university, the landscape is changing completely. Everywhere they're looking is changing. I'm thinking, where won't it change? And to a certain extent, if you look at construction, you know, you may get these, there are already sort of robotic things on building sites and all that stuff helping. But the fiddly stuff, which AI can't do, like plumbing, electrics, that, I think that'll be a valuable area. In fact, my son, we're trying to get him into an apprenticeship. He's liking electrics. And I'm thinking, that'll be quite powerful going forward. If other areas in the job market start depleting because of AI, and there's only certain areas that AI can't take over, then surely the demand for those jobs will go up, which means pay will go up. So I think it's good for apprenticeships and, that kind of a construction area that can't be done by AI. Well, I just think it's hard to know. We are in a revolution with AI. Where will it end up? It's a bit scary, isn't it? There's also one other thing about Rachel Reeves apparently not paying a licence to rent out a flat in Southwark in London when she moved to number 11, you know, the address of the Chancellor traditionally. She didn't pay a 949 quid licence. And I can imagine Conservatives are loving this, but it's nothing in it, isn't it? Oh, listen to this. So the Mag 7, almost $9 trillion worth of companies are reporting in the last 2 days. One of the standout performers was Alphabet, you know, the parent company of Google. They beat forecasts with $100 billion revenue in a quarter. Strong demand for ads and cloud services powered the tech giant's growth as it makes multi-billion dollar AI investment. The company reported total revenue of $102.35 billion for the quarter, compared with analysts' average estimates of $99.89 billion. So that's, if you look at that, $102.35 billion over a quarter, that's revenue of $1.1 billion a day. Or $46 million an hour, or $760,000 per minute, or $12,731 a second. So the time it's taking me to read this little bit on Google here, they've generated over $200,000 in revenue, just in like 20 seconds. That's phenomenal. I've got to think, I can't believe how Google have... is not the main... I'm using Gemini quite a bit now, but I can't believe why they're not the main go-to for AI. They have all the data. They basically have indexed the internet. They've got so many email accounts out there. They have so much data. They should be the winner, shouldn't they? you know, even through ads and all that stuff and YouTube, the amount of data they have is phenomenal. And yet ChatGPT seems to be the one, isn't it? But I think Google could outdo them on that, to be honest. They've got all the data. Okay, let's look at the markets. Not much news out today, to be honest. But as far as the market is concerned, let's have a look. We got the FTSE 100 down 0.6%, 9697, that is, sorry. The stocks 600 in Europe, down again 0.6%, 572. The S&P was flat yesterday after the Fed's reduction of a quarter of a percentage point in interest rates, which was well telegraphed. FTSE small cap over here, it's down a 31%, 7421. The Russell 2000 in America is down 0.9%, 2484. The FTSE 250 today is down 0.8%, 22273. It's always a run-up to that announcement, and it sort of wobbles the market afterwards. NASDAQ yesterday finished up 0.55%, 23,958. 24,000 is not far off there, is it? Anything else? The world, FTSE All World Index, down to 31%, 666, the number of the beast. And the AMOL share is down to 31% to 770. Let's have a look at commodities. Brent crude, it's down 1%, $64.5 a barrel. What else have we got? Gold, what's that doing today? Gold is sort of flattening out. It's down a quarter of 1% to $3,991 a barrel. What did you get up to? It got up to 4,300. It's now just below 4,000. Copper is down 1.6% to $5.17 a pound, a pound a dollar, dollar a pound. Whatever it is. Bitcoin, it's, in fact, where's uranium? I need to add uranium to this because that's quite interesting. And lithium. But worth mentioning. Bitcoin is down 0.6%, $109,364. What's the dollar doing? Dow Jones, by the way, yesterday, down 0.16%. The Dixie dollar index, that's trying to break out. It's up a quarter of 1%, 99.36 on the chart. Previous recent high was around about this level. So it pops above that. That's a stronger dollar. I think it's because the Fed said there was no presumption that any more interest rate reductions would happen this year. So maybe that's why it's strengthening. So government bonds, UK two-year yield is up 0.9% to 3.8, still at the lower end of the range, in fact, below the lower end of the range recently. The 10-year is up 1.14% to 4.445 percentage yield points. 30-year is up 0.6% to 5.2. A pound will buy you €1.13, it'll buy you $1.31. That's come down a lot, isn't it? That was $1.37 back in June, July, and then sunk down to $1.32 in August, and then went back up to $1.36, and now down at the $1.31. So this is breaking down below previous support levels. So a good time to go on holiday to America is back in July, not now. Okay, that's it. Let's have the microcap database. If you're a member, of course, don't forget, get access to this. You've got access to this. And every company that's profitable below 300 million, release news, significant news is catalogued here. And of course, it's scored in relation to its potential, its growth, value, health, momentum on the Microcap League. And there are now 100 ideas on the Microcap League. And of course, they're all ranked according to the forecasts. The growth, value, health, potential, efficiency. So already, a lot of the donkey work is done for you because you can see the quality companies in their rankings. So first and foremost, Filtronic, which has been a blowout stock, phenomenal. FTC. By the way, if you want to become a member, you can get 40% off, of course. And that is less than the price of a tongue scraper. I just saw that on Google. Yeah, £2.88 a week you can get it up for, which is, like again, I think one of the, when I say this, people have joined up and they often quote back to me Savoy or jumbo sausage and batter. So it's less than the price of a jumbo sausage and batter from the chip shop. Anyway, Filtronic, FTC, AGM trading update and notice of results. So what do? They develop and manufacture radio frequency, microwave, and millimeter wave technologies. The company products transmit, receive, and condition radio signals, particularly to at microwave and MMM wave frequencies. Of course, they've done some big deals with SpaceX, Elon Musk thing, and it's been the mother of all upgrades. This company. But back in February, sort of 24, was the time to take the position, to be honest. So at $142 a share, they are $310 million market cap, enterprise value $296. And what did they say today? They said increased customer engagement with both new and existing clients across key markets and robust order book leave Filtronic in a good position to meet market expectations for the full year, despite headwinds from weakness of the US dollar against sterling. I wasn't that convinced on that, you know. Leave Filtronic in a good position to meet market expectations. That doesn't actually say we're going to meet market expectations in a good position to do it. Doesn't wholeheartedly convincingly say we are comfortably going to meet expectations, does it? Brokers have not changed their forecasts for 2026-27. After that £47.3 million SpaceX order, which was a month back or so. Like I said, this has been the king of upgrades from 24 to 25. They upgraded 8 times in that 12-month period. And their last set of results reflect this. Their revenue went up 121% to £56.3 million. Net profit increased by 347% to £14 million. Net cash went up by 101% to £14.49 million. And free cash flow increased by 70% to £8.2 million. Now, it was always going to be difficult to beat those figures. You know, that's a tough comparable to beat. So 2026, it's looking like revenue is going to drop by 4% to 54 million. Net profit is going to drop by 72% to 4 million. It puts them on a PE of around about 78. 2027 sees a return to growth on 2026 figures. But these numbers will still see them valued quite highly. Of course, this valuation could improve. So for 2027, they're looking at 60 million top line, which is 11% growth on 26. And 8.9 million net profit, which is 123% growth on 26. But they're still on a forecast PE there of 35, pretty much, where they are now at price. Of course, they could announce further contracts, which will boost the E part of the PE, so bring that PE ratio down. But will it be enough of a boost to put them on a more reasonable valuation? Because, let's be honest, that 2025 year was phenomenal. Always going to be hard to beat that, but it could be. They could have another big contract could come out, and they could do very, very well from that. You know, who knows? But as I said, you know, they're a victim of their own success in 2025, really, on a comparable level. Next, Solid State, SOLI, ticker, initial $10.8 million UK MOD order for Project Kane. By the way, on the database, there's a lot more on here than what I'm reading out. I'm scratching the surface. Scratchy, scratchy. That's what I'm doing. So I'm giving you about 5% of the detail here when you can see a lot more. You can see the broker comments, the charts, the news, all that stuff. Solid State is a leading value-added electronics group supplying commercial, industrial, and military markets with durable components, assemblies, and manufacturing systems for use in critical applications with a particular emphasis on specialist and harsh operation environments. So at $143 a share, there are $81 million market cap. They've got a bit of debt, so their last set of full year results, so like $88 million enterprise value. Let's scroll it down here. So they say Solid State PLC through Steadite, which has secured this initial $10.8 million deal, and the brokers have kept their forecast unchanged. So how is it looking for 2026? $145.2 million, up 16%. Net profit up 466%, $2.9 million. So they've got double-digit top-line growth for 26, triple-digit net profit growth expected, although value is not compelling because they're on a PE of 28 still. A bounce could occur I think, you know, based on this recovery from their poor 2025 results. Further improvement expected in 2027, albeit growth is not as impressive as 25-26. Of course, this could improve if they land further contracts. As a reminder, Solly's 2025 full year results were significantly worse than 2024's. They signposted these results in a profit warning in November 2024. Revenue dipped for 2024-25 by 23%, 125 million. Net profit went down 94% to 512k from 8.9 million. Net debt increased by 51% to 7 million, and free cash inflow dropped 10% to 2.5 million. So it could be a recovery play as yet. They could win a new contract. Again, it's a contract sort of business, a bit like Filtronic. So if they do announce a big contract, of course, the E in the PE could grow, and that would bring the valuation down. But they're looking at currently forecast PE of 28 for 26 and 24 for 27. There's no forecast for 28. So maybe worth a watch. Not quite convinced yet. Big contract comes in. Maybe. Hargreaves Services Group, HSP. It's a diversified group delivering services to the industrial and property sector, supporting key industries within the UK, Southeast Asia and South Africa. Company's businesses are Hargreaves Land Services and Hargreaves Services Europe Limited, which owns the group's investment in a German joint venture. They say the board remains confident in delivering full year results in line with market expectations. At 6.58 a share, they are 217 million market cap, enterprise value 226, so a little bit of debt there, and a little bit of cash, but more debt than cash. So for 2026, top line is expected to be largely flat, but net profit is expected to grow by double digits and value seems okay. So it's looking at 268.3 million top line, up 1%. Net profit up 29% to 19 million. I think this benefits from some land sales they have. PE of 11, fine. The value is fair. 2028 though, so for 27 they see, this is beyond 26, 2% top line, 272.5 million, and then net profit growth was 3%, 19.6 million. Again, PE of 11, EV earnings of 12. But 2028 sees a contraction in profit, which is down 14% to 16.8, puts them on a PE of 13, and top line pretty much flat, 3% growth. Of course, this could be boosted by new contract wins or further land sales. So keep an eye on that. So as yet, decent company. They also pay a nice dividend on that, I think, 5.6%. And finally, what's that? It's happened to me right in front of my face and I just can't deny it. Apologies. Journeo. So Journeo announced a $5 million purchase order for New York Subway. So what do they do? A leading intelligent transport provider, delivering solutions in towns, cities, airports, and the public transport networks that connect them. The company works extensively with local and combined authorities, Network Rail, and many of the largest multinational transport operators. And they produce, basically, hardware and software, like the LED displays and software to back it up, the updates, all that stuff. At 5.10 a share, they are a 90 million market cap, enterprise value 76, so a nice chunk of cash there. A tiny little bit of debt, hardly anything to worry about. There's no broker updates in this, but to, you know, Journeo, a good company. Well, I see it getting better, to be honest. Journeo 2025 results, half year results. Now, they were top line 24.5 million, down 4%, net profit down 11%, 2.2, net cash at 17.9 million, up 40%, free cash flow of 3.8 million. Down 20% versus 5 million. Now, these results suffered from a previous strong comparable in H1 where they delivered a significant New York Subway contract. So this is a sort of follow-on. Forecasts for 2026 are looking like a good return to growth. So for 25, sorry, up 13% expected to 56 million top line and a profit for tax of 4.2 million down 7%. PE ratio about 22. But for 2026, return to growth here, up 29%. This is due to acquisitions as well. 72 million top line, up 29%, that is. And a net profit, up 33% to 5.6 million. That will put them on a forecast PE of 16. EV earnings of 14. I think for that kind of growth is fine. Any weakness in the share price, worth doing some research. Quality business. So, yeah, worth looking at, Jneo. J-N-E-O is ticker. That's it. Don't forget. Get it now while it lasts. 40% off SharePickers Investment Club. It's not going to last forever, okay? Maybe the end of this year, maybe the end of this month, maybe the end of this week, maybe the end of this podcast. SharePickers.com. For £2.88 a week, you get lots of data, 100 microcap ideas, all profitable. And that's where the winners come from. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow if there's any news out. If there's not, I won't bother. But if there's not, have a lovely weekend. And we'll speak to you next week, if not tomorrow. Muchos appreciados.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.